Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
When you did that, what looked very like a yoga move there?
Yeah.
Did you go up on one leg?
I did not.
You did not?
I know. I stayed.
Stayed two-legged?
Stayed two-legged planted.
Both legs planted
grounded.
Firmly?
Grounded.
In the ground?
Firmly grounded because we need to stay grounded today.
We do. We're kicking off this morning with a list of delays. And then who knows what tomorrow's going to bring? Because we have a winter storm warning that starts again tonight for our area.
That's the big question. So we thought, like, maybe later this morning we'd check back in with Rebecca Kopelman. She is, you know, an official meteorologist with Iowa's News Now. So we'll check in with her.
So I have to start by apologizing. I put my delay list together so quickly that I stopped or didn't stop to confirm it was a delay versus hard surface route announcement.
Oh, yeah.
Because both of those are coming out. So I'm going to go through this very slowly to double check my math in real time.
Okay.
Albernette is under a 2-hour delay. Anamosa, you are under a 2-hour delay. Benton Community, under a 2-hour delay this morning. Cedar Rapids, which we know for sure, is delayed 2 hours. Centerpoint Urbana is delayed 2 hours. Central City, you are delayed 2 hours. College Community, delayed 2 hours. East Buchanan, opening 2 hours late. Edgewood Colesburg, opening 2 hours late this morning. GMG, also under a 2-hour delay today. Moving down the list, how about Linmar, 2-hour delay this morning. Maquoketa Valley, I've got you under a 2-hour delay this morning. The same goes for Montezuma and Monticello, under a 2-hour delay. Continuing to scroll, North Lynn and North Tama, both under a 2-hour delay today. Hey, Sigourney, you're going 2 hours late this morning. We're also going to move down to the list, and South Tama is under a 2-hour delay. Then we get down to, we're almost done, Tri-County, 2-hour delay. It looks to me like Union under a 2-hour delay, Vinton-Shelsburg under a 2-hour delay, and West Delaware under a 2-hour delay this morning.
Just got a nice amount of snowfall last night. It's still pretty covered, especially on side streets. Plows are out doing their thing, but it's a little slick.
And, you know, we live in eastern Iowa, and we've got a mix of urban and rural, and you and I were both country kids.
Had to
take the bus in. And those delays are a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Those bus drivers and superintendents have been out driving the roads just to make sure what is safe, and what's not, they'll keep an eye on it.
Hopefully we have just enough time in that 2-hour delay to get everything cleared off, get everybody to school, because my kids need school, personally. Personal experience.
They'll go today. I don't know about tomorrow.
They have to go today.
They're driving me crazy.
Did you guys do anything today? No. Okay. Great. Great.
You get one more of those.
One more.
By the way, I was looking back. The last time I gave that full list like that was February 9th of last year.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Uh-huh. Since we've had that many delays.
And yes. For it to come out as it has. You know, we've had a couple that like...
Well, we've had 2 days in a row where we knew in advance a day.
Exactly. We know it's coming. Yeah. We know exactly what's going to happen. But today's a little bit of a tough call for a lot of schools. So let's just take a little extra time and get everybody there safely.
List was pretty much put together at 5:30, and then a big slew just came in right before we got in this room. So
it's time to make the call.
Here we are moving forward on a Thursday, the 11th of January.
And also, just so you know, 2024, the year that nostalgia died, Fruit Stripe gum no longer being made.
What happened?
Fruit Stripe! I didn't know they were still making it. But
I'm surprised it's lasted this long. Am I right?
Yeah. Because it certainly doesn't last long when you're chewing it.
You don't have to explain the joke. That's the whole point anyway.
Seriously, it's that gum, that bright,
yes,
bright color
stripe.
The zebra is the mascot. His name was Yipes. I didn't know that.
His name was Yipes?
His name was Yipes. Yipes.
I thought his name was this stupid gum. It's done already?
We had to have it.
So nobody's making it.
Nobody is making it anymore. It was made by a company called the Beech Nut Company.
Yeah, I know the Beech Nut Company.
You do?
They're a gum company.
Oh, it says now they just focus on baby and toddler food.
You know me.
They used to be a gum company.
You could go to those stores that have like old-timey gum, like clove gum.
Yeah.
That was Beech Nut.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Stuff like my dad would look for if we ever went to like a Cracker Barrel.
Yes.
Old-time
Penny Candy.
I think Beech Nut might still make coffee, too. It's an old-timey company.
But
they're putting all their flavor into baby food now.
I guess. They're getting out of the fruit stripe gum, so rest in peace.
The end of an era.
Yeah, rest in peace, yipes.
I think they bury him legs down or legs up.
Oh, my God. Just to the side.
Also, why is he full-legged? Shouldn't he just be kind of in a laid-out position? I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
And look at me.
Looky.
Mr. World Traveler. I'm trying to go to a wedding in Texas. And my flight's scheduled for 11:30.
How's that going, bud?
Wait, 1:30 tomorrow. Regardless, I don't know. Should I stay or go? So we've been offered the opportunity to change our flight to Saturday, but I don't even know if that helps. The good news is the wedding is on Sunday.
Okay, that's good.
And we wanted to, well, this is a side of the family we rarely see. So I was hoping that we could get down there, you know, midday Friday. And spend some time with them. This is my mom's side of the family.
Did you got invited to the rehearsal dinner?
Yeah. Texas does weddings a little bit differently. It's we're not in the rehearsal, but we're invited to the rehearsal dinner. So it's a big celebration that the bride's family throws.
That's so nice.
And then, like, the toasts are usually the same family. I've been to two other weddings. It's like most of the toasts are during the rehearsal.
Oh.
And then the celebration, and then the reception is basically just like, let's party, which I'm all for. That's great.
I am there.
Yes. So we just have to debate. Do I go to the airport tomorrow at 1 and just sit this thing out? Because from what we saw over the last snow event, CID stayed on top of it.
They did. They had like no deal. Everything was on time Wednesday morning.
And I'm flying south. I'm going to Dallas, so I'm not going into the storm's direction. So that's good.
But Wednesday morning, things were wrapping up.
Yes.
This would be as right in things the heart. Are in the midst.
Yes. But things aren't 100% wrapped up. I guess they're close wrapped up on Saturday. I would just miss the bagel breakfast, which was planned for the family.
Oh.
And we'd probably be getting there just in time to put on nice clothes to go to the rehearsal dinner. So I'm torn. I don't know. Part of me wants to try it because if we get out, right? And then Friday's great. We might just be delayed. I also don't want to spend the afternoon at the airport.
But you could just stay there and then be disappointed.
Or get halfway or get to Dallas late and then spend the night in Dallas. Mm. Right? I don't know. So I left Shannon a note this morning. Like last night, we're like, we're just going to go for it.
You decide.
And now this morning, I'm like, what do you want to do now? Now that I've seen where the warning is. And
yep. And how it's going to fall.
How it's going to impact.
Where it's going to land. Yeah.
So, and I'm, you know, one of many travelers, thousands will be traveling, hundreds to thousands. I don't know how many people travel out of Cedar Rapids in a day, but it's somewhere in that range.
Hmm.
So we're all making that decision right now.
Yeah.
Trying to figure it out.
It's tough because you're trying to plan ahead, like just normal things even. Like, oh, what are we going to do this weekend? Do you want to go? Oh, wait, maybe we better just hold off on making any concrete plans.
Yeah. We had something going on tomorrow night. Is that thing still going on tomorrow night?
I know. My sister and I were just talking about this. She's like, we have the company Christmas party, but they're going to have it regardless. But are we going to go? Is it safe?
That's a good question.
It's tough.
That's what we're dealing with this round, whatever we're on, of snow in the area.
Yeah. Just be safe. Most importantly, I felt very safe this morning when my Uber driver picked me up for work. It was you.
Did you notice I turned on your heated seat?
Yes, I did. That was so nice. It was preheated as I got in. I much appreciated because it was cold out there. I was trying to do a little bit of scooping in the driveway. Cars under the weather, so cars getting a little bit of work done. It should be right as rain today. Yesterday, though, I had a little bit of a scare because I was in my home. And I had a call.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, this must be a very important call. And I picked it up and I answered the call.
I tell you, answer your phone. Hello, it's me.
Hello.
It's do you me. Sing answer every time?
Every time.
Because I don't call you. I text you. Do you sing text also? Hello.
Hello. It's me.
Who called?
You.
I did?
You called me last night.
What time?
Between 5 and 6.
What did I say?
You were talking, but not to me. And I was very confused at first because I was like, hello, it's me. And you're like,
I called you at 5:42 yesterday for 37 seconds.
Yeah, because I was really confused because you were talking and I could hear you, but it didn't make any sense. I was like, start over. Wait, what? Huh? And you're like, I don't know. Maybe we should look on the screen. Maybe if we plug it in. Maybe you said something about a USB. I thought maybe you were working on something technical.
And
maybe
I was.
And you needed my assistance.
Nope.
So you called me.
I am so sorry.
That's okay.
I didn't know who hung up, you or me.
I hung up and you left me a voicemail.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I know.
Can I listen to it?
You sure can.
I think I know what was going on, but how I called you is very unusual.
I know. I was like,
Shannon got a new cell phone and she did a trade-in and she got the box to ship it back, but we didn't get the packing label.
Oh.
So I'm trying to figure out how to track down the packing label. That's the conversation you overheard. How I called you, though, is very interesting.
Very interesting.
Yes.
I really wanted to help.
Thank you.
I'm here for you.
I do want to hear the voicemail I accidentally left you. Can't wait to hear what I was talking about.
Oh, it was great.
Now, the official birthday for the city of Cedar Rapids turning 175 will be this coming Monday, January the 15th. That's when the official date of incorporation is recognized, 1849.
Wow.
But that's a federal holiday. That's MLK Day.
Yes.
So a lot of the festivities are going to kick off today. Cedar Rapids celebrating its Septa Quinta Quinquis Centennial, 175. We've got a special commemoration at 2 o'clock today in City Hall, which includes a time capsule dedication and cake.
And cake!
Do I have your attention now?
Yes! Full attention! Talk more!
Everything in the time capsule has to do with government. And what I need to find out, and maybe that's in the other news story I need to check.
Like a gavel or?
Well, the city charter, this year's budget, their last community survey, this RCR magazine from November, future city projects, copy of today's newspaper, the Tree of Five Seasons emblem, commemorative 175th anniversary t-shirt, among other things. So,
flag?
I don't know. Nope, no mention of the Cedar Rapids flag anywhere on this list.
Hmm.
What I don't know is when they plan to open it. Is it another 175?
Yes,
is it
100? That was my next question.
So, it's for future generations to open and discover how things were run from a government standpoint. That's what's going in the time capsule, which will be dedicated a little bit later today. Got some big news coming out of Des Moines. Your next big name on the grandstand at the Iowa State Fair, Jelly Roll.
Oh, that's a huge get.
Jelly Roll, your 2023 Country Music Award winner for New Artist of the Year, announced just yesterday as a grandstand performer. Jelly Roll, Saturday night. That's your top billing.
Oh, that's going to be huge.
August 10th.
August 10th. Okay.
Check the State Fair website for when tickets go on sale because I had this long list of what's in the time capsule. I didn't have room for the ticket information on the bottom of this sheet of paper right here.
You blame the time capsule?
The time capsule story took all of the white space of my page of news. So you'll have to look it up. Jelly Roll, Iowa State Fair. What?
Get your tickets.
Claire, there's only a certain amount of inches in space on this piece of paper.
Yeah.
And I do not adjust the margins.
I was just going to say.
The margins are there for a reason.
Mess with the margins.
No, they're margins.
Margins are part of the rules.
That's right. It's almost like ruled paper.
Yeah.
I'd like to go back to that, please. Thank you.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Well, we have been going back and forth between Jimmy Kimmel and Aaron Rodgers, and they said this and he said that and blah, 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 blah. Well, I think we're going to have a pause in the conversation, at least for now, because Aaron Rodgers has been bounced from ESPN's Pat McAfee show.
So I ran to lunch yesterday after dropping you off for your car.
Yeah, thanks.
And then I'm sitting at a coffee shop waiting for a coffee to get back to work, and I'm scrolling like, oh, breaking news.
Well, well, well.
The sports people say no to the sports guy.
No thank you anymore. On yesterday's show, Pat made the announcement, Aaron Rodgers Tuesdays, season 4, done. There'll be a lot of people happy with that, myself included, to be honest. He said, with the way it ended, it got real loud. I'm happy that it's not going to be my mentions going forward, which is great news. I think it's just kind of like, I don't want to be associated with this.
You're kind of bringing down the ship a little bit.
With this ugliness.
Yes.
Yeah, I would very much like to be excluded from this conversation. He added that he was very lucky to have booked Aaron as a guest. He was very excited when it started, but some of his thoughts and opinions make people angry. And I'm pumped that that's no longer going to be every single Wednesday of my life, which it has been for the last few weeks.
I've never seen a news release. The quote included, I'm pumped.
I'm pumped.
I'm pumped.
Well, Pat McAfee's there with his tank top. I mean, yeah, you're pumped. You're pumped.
I think he wore sleeves yesterday. In fact, I think he wore long sleeves yesterday.
He must have been serious.
It was J.J. Watt on for more serious conversation.
It's a different me.
God, okay? It's bro talk. It's just bro talk.
Less Aaron Rodgers, more sleeves.
Yes.
That's the promise moving forward. Jennifer Lawrence is just like a lot of brides. She was stressed out on her wedding day. She did a new interview talking about it. Got married in Rhode Island in October.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful, but stressful because she was always so worried about her guests. She was freaking out because it was October in Rhode Island and it was not one of the nice days. You know, it's 50-50 in October.
Right.
So she was freaking out over guests being too cold. And a lot of people, it's like, hey, you know, you want to make her calm on her big day. So most of the guests were like, it's fine. No, we're fine. Don't worry. We've got, you know, the heaters out here. We're good. But her mother wasn't polite. Her own mom says, it's freezing out here. Your grandmother's almost died.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, that was just part of the chaos because it really started at the rehearsal dinner when Jennifer Lawrence had to kick out Robert De Niro.
Bobby D, what's going on?
Bobby De Niro had to leave the rehearsal dinner.
Drunk.
She said, nope. She just looked over and, you know, she's in this panic, like, what's happening? You know, she's trying to assess everything. And she says, I looked over and I saw Bob and he doesn't know anybody and he's kind of just wandering around. And immediately I was like, no, this isn't what he wants to be doing. I don't want him here. So I went over and I whispered, I was like, go home. And he was nice. He went over and he talked to my parents and he was polite, but I was like, go.
She saved him is what she did.
She saved him from a weird night. Why was Bobby De Niro at your rehearsal dinner in the first place?
They were in a movie together.
Yes. But like a coworker at the rehearsal dinner?
That's the only thing. Hey, I'm going to a rehearsal dinner in Texas and I'm not in
the
wedding.
Family.
That's true.
I don't know. It just seems, yeah, he didn't know any of her family. What am I doing here? Just go. Just leave.
Get out of here, Bobby De Niro.
Get out of here. Get out of here. Jason Momoa, Iowa's own, settled his divorce to Lisa Bonet on Monday. And it seems like everything kind of went according to plan. She filed. They already had a plan. It was all, you know, legally very, very quick. They shared joint legal custody of their two children together. It's an uncontested divorce, which means neither is going to fight it out in court. It's very simple. Done. It's going to be super simple for Jason Momoa moving forward because he doesn't have a place that he lives. He is living on the road.
Prior to Aquaman, didn't we have him in a Winnebago in a hammock?
Yeah, an Airstream.
Yes.
Kind of parked outside in a park. He's been actually for a good reason. He's working on the road. He has been working on a docuseries called On the Roam, which follows his encounters. He goes around.
On the Roam?
On the Roam.
Okay.
He checks in with artists and musicians and athletes as he travels across the U.S.
I was spelling Rome wrong, by the way. I was spelling it R-O-M-E.
Oh, yeah, no. It's not just.
On the Rome, R-O-A-M.
R-O-A-M.
On the Rome.
Across these United States.
Understood now.
Talking to people. You know, he just likes to go to people's hometowns. He feels like it's special. You know, like when he came here for the tequila thing. It's just kind of fun. Like, people get really excited when there's a famous person
in
town.
No kidding.
And he's like, I love the idea of just being with everyday people, but doing my craft, which is filming, and then showing them. He said, I've been doing it for so long. I just got curious about it, so they made it into a series. It premieres January 18th on Max. Good for you, Jason Momoa.
Just when you needed a place to live, you could go from town to town.
No, you don't have to have one place.
Good timing.
You just take your Airstream, hit the road.
Wherever you are, it's home.
Aw. That's what we like to call.
Z's Sleaze.
Ready to go to our radio court of law?
I believe I am. I'm ready to serve up some justice.
You wearing your power sweater today?
Yeah. You wearing your power sweater?
I'm wearing a sweater that if I have a captain's hat makes it look like I sell fish sticks.
Mm.
That's my sweater.
That is.
My fish stick sweater.
Yeah. Yeah, I see it. I totally see it.
I'm coming in kind of black and white because to me, this is a very black and white issue.
Well, it is. You said something in passing to me about how you were unloading the dishwasher and then you moved the dog's bowl and then something. And I'm like, stop the story. You have your dog's dishes in the dishwasher with your dishes.
Top rack right next to the glasses. Why is that inducing a gag reflex?
So gross. Let me tell you why.
Please do.
Okay. I do not do that. Simple explanation, cross-contamination. Dog and man, best friends.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We are, yes.
But I hate to point out, we are of a different species.
True.
And different species have different bacteria that's okay and not okay for them. And I'm pretty sure, like, you're supposed to wash your hands after you feed your dog their food. Why would you want to have all of your things commingled?
You wash your hands after you feed your dog?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, what do you do? Lick your fingers? Meaty.
No, but I don't get food on my hand.
Okay, yeah. Dogs have different bacteria. Humans have different bacteria. And you are exposing yourself to risk of getting something.
Uh-huh.
And them too, really. It's a cross-contamination thing. I would always wash the dog bowl with soap and water in the bathroom sink. I didn't even use the kitchen sink.
Really?
Yes, because it's just, no, icky.
Paranoid much?
No, nervous.
Just icky nervous.
Icky yucky.
Icky nervous, icky yucky.
Yeah. It's cooties and germs.
How do you approach when your kids have an accident or get sick? Because that's also...
Oh, it's messy.
It's very messy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever wash those clothes or items in your regular washing machine, your clothing washing machine, with your regular day-to-day clothes?
No.
You don't?
No.
Why?
I wash the mess stuff by the mess self.
You're wasting so much water. Wash it all together, I say. Wash it all. Wash it all. I have absolutely no problem. And maybe I'm doing it wrong, and maybe it's actually not good for me from a health standpoint, but no. Occasionally, about a week or so, once that bowl gets a little crusty, after a good meal, and they seem very healthy.
There is a crust.
There's always a crust.
We can agree on the crust.
Yes. It's that mix of dog food and the little powder and a little dog saliva, and it makes a paste. They'll go to the couch, to their positions, and before I go join them on the couch, probably cross-contaminating anyway, because I'll let them lick me on the face. All they want to lick me on the face because they're so adorable. I will put the dog bowl dishes, water, and food on the top rack, fill up that dishwasher, use a regular setting with my regular soap, hit start, and not have a care in the world because it's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. Just clean the bowls, dude.
Dude,
just clean the bowls.
Dude, I agree you should clean the bowl, but that is not how you do it.
That's how we do it.
Okay.
There's no problem.
We have
whatsoever.
Two very different households.
I didn't grow a tail. I haven't used the outdoors as a bathroom. I'm clear from heartworms.
I don't think you're going to turn into a dog.
I don't have fleas. And I didn't get dog bacteria that I know of.
Well, yeah, you're not going to get heartworm because you're taking the dog's medicine, right? You're safe.
I thought it was for both of us.
Wait, he takes a bite and then I take a bite and then he takes a bite.
It's the only way to get him to eat it.
We laid you the trumpet.
Daddy likes the heartworm medicine. Come on, buddy. No, I don't eat the dog medicine. That's
even
absurd.
Though it smells really good.
It smells so beefy.
Oh, gross.
And good.
Gross.
No, but I have absolutely no problem. I will co-mingle dog dishes and human dishes any day of the week.
Who's going to win their case today? Claire or Eric? Jury in a hurry on Z102.9.
Okay, jury in a hurry. Dog dishes, yes, you washing them or no?
Yes, I commingle them.
Commingle!
Another commingler!
I think
that Claire's a little paranoid.
No!
Yes!
No, I'm going to check with the FDA. This is gross.
Do you have the FDA's phone number?
Not yet.
Hi, jury in a hurry. You washing your dishes with your dog dishes with your human dishes? Yes or no?
Nah, man. Heck no.
See, we are firm in our no's. Thank you, juror.
When those no call come in, it's going to be a solid
no.
Nah,
man. Heck no.
Hi, jury in a hurry. You washing your dishes, your human dishes and your dog dishes together? We lost that call. We'll go to this caller. Hi, jury in a hurry. Dog dishes and human dishes in the same dishwasher, same time. What do you say?
No.
Thank you. How about you, jury in a hurry? Dog dishes, human dishes, same dishwasher, same time?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, goodness. Okay, well, we are neck and neck right now.
I feel like today's game will be like a good round of pickleball.
Yes.
One for me.
Volley.
One for you.
We don't know how to play pickleball.
One,
though.
I don't know. Does it make
exactly.
that sense? For you. For me? For you.
Love, serving, scored. We don't know how to do it.
I got two. What do you say? Do you wash your dog dishes with your dishes in the dishwasher? 200-1029. Just like me in ballet class, 2-2. Let's go back.
Exactly like you in ballet class.
Let's go back to the phones for Jury in a Hurry. Hi, Jury in a Hurry. You washing your dog dishes and your human dishes at the same time?
Absolutely, because you let your dog lick your plates. Why not? It's really hot water and good
soap.
I do also let my dog lick the plate. There's a lot of dog saliva on a lot of dishes.
No,
thank
sir.
You, caller. Hey, Jury, to hurry, you're washing your dog dishes. Are you doing that solo or do they commingle with your human dishes?
Solo. That's gross.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Jur. The tie continues.
Oh, goodness.
Jury in a Hurry. Dishes, dog dishes, are you washing them with your human dishes or by themselves?
Yes, together.
Together.
Okay.
All right, we continue. You think this one's for you?
I hope so. It's been back and forth.
Hi, Jury in a Hurry. Are you washing your dog dishes with your dishes in the dishwasher? Yes or no?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Claire, this is absolutely bonkers.
I know. Back and forth and back and forth.
Jury in a Hurry, how are you washing your dog dishes? With human dishes or by themselves?
Hey, it's Ren. Human dishes, fine. Soiled laundry, separate.
Okay, I had that other question. And Ren is like, they're like super foster parent dog parents. Ren, our dear friend from the Cedar Falls Waterloo area.
Okay.
So that gives me a 5-4 right now.
5-4.
Jury in a Hurry, washing your dog dishes with your dishes or by themselves?
Of course with our dishes.
All dishes is a dish is a dish?
Yes.
Okay, a dish is a dish.
Disagree.
A dish. Of course.
Dish agree.
Let's go to this caller. Would this be mine?
This could be it.
Are you washing your dog dishes by themselves or with your human dishes?
Yes, right by grandma's mingler.
He's a co-mingler.
My
Claire,
Lord.
It was close, Claire.
I'm not eating at anybody else's house anymore.
The majority of us,
no.
The ones in the right mind, the sanos, it's okay.
I can't.
Come on. Do you want to eat off of this dish? Who wants to eat off of this dish? Come on.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble Podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.